Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
I'm sure the apostles did also. And I'm sure throughout church history, men and women of God have battled this particular spirit. This spirit is roaming planet Earth at this very moment. This spirit numbers in the many thousands. This spirit tends to be a stronger spirit. However, this spirit, as with all spirits, as with all demons, as with all evil spirits, as with all devils, they have been defeated by the holy, atoning, sacrificial blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been defeated, my friends, by the powerful resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be wondering, who am I speaking of? What spirit could I possibly be referring to? The spirit is named Legion. And Legion, irregardless how many numbers travel with him, Legion has been defeated by Jesus. I've had a number of battles with Legion throughout the world and various regions of the world. I've had a number of encounters with this spirit. And I can't think of one instance where Legion was able to stay. As long as the person is repentant, as long as the victim is willing to surrender to Jesus Christ, Legion, as with all devils, submit and are driven out in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to discuss my various battles with Legion on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Barton. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story of a Jesus freak from the Voice of the Martyrs.
The Voice of the Martyrs is still sorting out an unsettling turn of events in Indonesia involving a 58-year-old Christian man who was convicted of blaspheming Islam. When Antonius Bawengen received the maximum 5 years in prison for distributing literature that allegedly spread hatred of Islam, the sentence was protested by more than 1,000 people. But the protesters were not demanding a more lenient sentence. They wanted Antonius to be killed. To punctuate their demands, the mob attacked police with stones and set two churches on fire. For specific ways to support and pray for Christians in Indonesia, go online to persecution.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story of a Jesus freak from the Voice of the Martyrs.
In some countries, authorities attack and arrest Christians in the cover of night. Not so in Somalia. On January 5, Asha Mberwa, a young wife and mother, fearing for the safety of her family, was on the phone making arrangements to flee the Mogadishu area. Al-Shabaab extremists were monitoring that call and decided to make an example of Asha. The next day she was arrested. The day after that, Muslim extremists took Asha into the street, waited for a crowd of witnesses to gather, and tragically cut her throat. For the latest on Somalia from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
The past few weeks, my friends, I've been on the road traveling to various locations here in North America and in Latin America. Stopped in Chicago, St. Louis, Michigan, the Detroit area in Michigan, Cleveland, Ohio, ultimately stopping for a week in Creston, Ohio, where nearly every day we minister deep into the night, freeing souls in Jesus' name at the Faith Family Fellowship in Creston, which is pastored by a dear friend of mine, Gene Smith. We held a weekend of deliverance meetings and healing meetings. Various people from around the country traveled in to receive ministry. Nearly every night we battled the forces of darkness and the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was very late Monday night, this past Monday night, and we were ministering to a 40-year-old lady who had been bound by the forces of Satanism. For years, this precious lady had been experiencing horrific satanic attacks that nearly drove this lady insane. And I'm convinced that's what they desire to do, to make her believe that she's insane. The devil truly wanted to destroy her, and he nearly succeeded. However, the body of Christ intervened and stopped the enemy's advances. This dear saint has also experienced immense, deep emotional and spiritual pain as she lost her dear mother in a very ghastly, gruesome manner when she was only 10 years of age. However, in all of this, God has been so gracious. He's been graciously present and brought her to Creston, Ohio, where we were able to minister to her. Now, we started the ministry near the front of the sanctuary of the church, where she was sitting under a deep, deep demonic trance upon praying for her. Now, moments later, a mass number of demon surfaced, more than 100 sets of legion spirits, numbering well over 600,000 demons, surfaced, and they desired to kill this woman. With her eyes rolling in back of her head, her body shaking, and the demons speaking out of her, we demanded legion to be subject to King Jesus. There was a fellow minister who assisted me in this exorcism of legion. And through the night, we confronted these armies of demons with the power of the shed blood of Jesus. And at one point, while Amy was under a satanic trance, we called forth the angels of the Lord, who were quickly dispatched and who literally picked her up from the chair that she had been sitting on and brought her to a large wooden cross that I was holding on the other side of the sanctuary. Now, keep in mind, my friends, we did not provide her any human aid during this exorcism, in this incident. I was holding the cross, remember, on the other side of the sanctuary. She's on the other end. And the angels of the Lord picked this woman up off her chair by the commands of God and brought her to the wooden cross. She was literally being forced to walk by the power of God. Yes, it was a battle. The demons fought the angels all the way to the cross. However, when the angels carried her to the cross, the demons began to cower in the shadow of the cross. Jesus prevailed. And the demonic forces lost once again. It's interesting to note that the evil spirits started to feel the powers being drained as we asked the only angels to hold Amy's arm up against the large cross. My friends, what the cross represents and its inherent power was too great for the enemy. And under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demons submitted and were driven out in the name of Jesus. Driven and cast out in the name of Jesus. This is what we do with Legion. This is what we do with the spirits of hell. We cast them out. We drive them out in the name of Jesus. The name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus is Lord, my friends. Jesus is Lord. And Legion knows it. Legion knows it. So just here recently, I had a battle with Legion. I've had many battles with Legion. They've all been defeated by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not boasting about myself. I'm boasting about what Jesus does. Working through his servants. Working through his body here on earth. And commanding these spirits of Legion to go. And they must go. Have you read Mark chapter 5, the Gospel of Mark chapter 5? It's recorded that Jesus dealt with a legion. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he'd often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus. They begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission. And the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons, sitting there, dressed, and in his right mind. In his right mind. That's what happens when Jesus deals with Legion. When the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he deals with Legion, he brings people into their right mind. And perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you have a Legion. I'm here to tell you that Legion, irregardless of the numbers, for the fact is Legion is a mass number, anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 to 6,000, they're consisting of armies of demons. It doesn't matter the numbers. The fact is Jesus can place you into a right mind and he can deliver you from that Legion. Now you'll notice in this narrative in Mark, in the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, that Jesus had to battle this Legion. There are battles to be fought when dealing with Legion. For you recall in verse 8, Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." He had told this demon, these armies of demons, to come out. Well, in verse 9, then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" So what happened? What transpired from verse 8 to 9? He had told the demon to leave, but the demon did not leave. I think it's quite clear because in verse 9, Jesus said, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion, for we are many." So that proves there is a battle to be fought with Legion. But the fact is, and the reality and the spiritual truth is, Legion must go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, there's so much I want to share tonight. So many stories. I'll be back after this brief intermission right here on the Deliverance Radio Broadcast.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak. It's second century Rome. Justin Martyr is a respected pagan philosopher. But seeing Christians willingly die for their faith consumes him with curiosity, so he reads the scriptures and converts. He even opens a school of Christian philosophy in Rome. As his last act, Justin offers his martyrdom as a witness for Christ, saying, "For though we are beheaded and crucified, we do not forsake the confession of our faith. But the more things of this kind which happen to us, the more are there others who become believers through the name of Jesus."
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
For every single soul on this planet, and he desires to capture every single heart. He loves the world, and he loves you, and he will seek you, and he will find you, and he has found you, even on this broadcast, during this live presentation. God, whose triune in nature, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, has displayed his ultimate love by sending his very own Son to die on a cross, to pay the punishment, though you and I deserve to be punished for our sins, for we have sinned greatly before God. God, in his great love, is now able to forgive you, is able to be restored in a right relationship with you because of his Son's death on a cross. And he has shed blood. Without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness of sins, the scripture tells us. He has shed his blood. He has risen from the dead after his death. So he's alive, so he's able to enter your very spirit nature, even tonight. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast, you've never listened to this deliverance show before. You stumbled upon this program. God has brought you here. He desires to capture you. And I would invite you to pray with me. The Bible says, repent and turn from your sins so your sins may be wiped out, so times of refreshing may come from the Lord. You can simply call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Just simply say, Lord Jesus Christ, save me. Forgive me. Cleanse me. I turn from sin. I repent and claim you as my Lord and Savior. I claim your blood, the power of your resurrection, to set me free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you made that public declaration, if you've confessed with your mouth Jesus is the Lord, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And if you've experienced the salvation, I would like for you to email me at jay@jbartlett.org. jay@jbartlett.org, and let me know so I could send you a free New Testament. Give me a mailing address, and I'll be sure to send one, a New Testament, your way for free. You know, God, like I said, God is concerned for every single soul. And oftentimes he will lead his ambassadors in some unusual directions to those that are lost. Some weeks ago, a lady in China Springs, of all places, here in the deep south, dreamt of a traveling evangelist and exorcist visiting her hometown to help her. Well, God led her to my website while I was ministering in a neighboring town. And unknown to her, she contacted me while I was minutes from her. Within hours, Pastor James Beeson and I connected with her after reading this email that I'm going to read to you. She says, "Hi, my name is Michelle from China Springs. I'm a born-again believer with a serious demonic oppression. I pray myself all the time and have been aware of my condition for at least 5 years. I was saved in 2004 and have been under terrible attack since. I've strayed away from them, but God has not turned his back on me. I know that not everything is a demon, but the nagging thoughts and self-destructive behavior, I know they are. I have studied and researched this intently and love God so very much. But being hindered by these monsters causes so much confusion, disasters in my life have literally ripped my life apart. Devastated me, really. I've been disappointed with some ministries already who don't think that God works like this anymore, or who's only doing it for a show and is not serious. I can't take it anymore. Any more of that. I feel like this is a life or death battle, and I don't want to lose. I've been tormented, tested, pushed to the limit in every way you can imagine, almost have given up at times, but God never lets that happen. But I feel like death would be much better than this. Something, though, inside keeps me afloat barely. I'm desperate for help and worried, sick all the time, and almost have this driving... I've always almost have been driven insane. I am a Christian, and the Lord never lets me forget that. Thank you. Well, James and I met with Michelle, and for many hours we battled thousands of Germanic and Hebrew demonic spirits that spoke in the demonic language and in German and Hebrew. It was very interesting that these spirits had great difficulty speaking English. Michelle had never studied these languages, mind you, and yet these spirits largely spoke in these foreign tongues. However, there were times that the Holy Spirit forced these spirits to speak English so that we might be able to deal with them appropriately. One spirit named Legion surfaced and spoke to me through her vocal cords. Legion, we are many. Send us to animals, Legion said with a great amount of difficulty, as he was not very fluent in the English language. So I wanted to know, where are you from and how did you enter her? Guernseys, her sin, her compromise, as he twisted her body. This Legion spirit had traveled from the Middle East within that small area that the other Legion spirit had been in, that confronted Jesus those thousands of years ago, as recorded in Mark chapter 5. And as we led our sister in the Lord in repentance, Legion surfaced again, and he was driven out in Jesus' name. And this precious lady experienced a newfound joy and meaning to life, so that others might be reached with the power of the Holy Spirit. This Legion spirit was also cast out in the name of Jesus. And perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you're wanting the Legion within you to be cast out. Well, I pray on your behalf. God, be with this brother, this sister. Be with this dear man, this dear woman, this dear child. Pour out your love upon them and end in the authority of the bloodstained cross of Jesus Christ. Under the bloodstained cross, Jesus is Lord. I come across, confront that spirit of Legion. Legion, up and out in the authority of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. And all the other spirits, go in the authority of Jesus Christ. By the holy atoning blood of the sacrificial Lamb of God, go in the name of Jesus. Release these people right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, perhaps you're feeling some sort of relief. If that's the case, please email me and let me know. Email me at j@jbartlett.org and let me know, so I can pray for you, so I can be of further assistance. We love you, and we do bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.